This is episode 6 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about ownership. We all have that thing that we just don't want to admit to, until someone spells it out or calls us out. If you've been here before, you know we cuss. And if you're new here, please get used to it.
Okay. Hi. Oh, look, I got a new nickname. I'm Sylvie.
Yes.
Today. I'll take it.
As long as you
like
not...
that, I'd like that better.
Okay, good.
Actually.
Because I'm like, I can give you a nickname.
I have enough. Don't give me a new one. Mm-mm, but I'll take Sylvie. I like
I got a little story, though, real quick. So I was in college, and I used to work in the records office. And I think that's when I started with the nicknames.
Okay.
So I call people Booby, Shooby, Hey, Honey, you know, little stuff like that. Uh-huh. So my boss asked me to do something. So I was like, okay, boobies. Child, why did I do that?
Uh-oh.
So she said, my name is Henrietta Lathan. I am not Booby.
Whoops.
Like, yes. Right. Like she wasn't playing on that ass. Like she just was straight. And she wasn't mad either, but she was just matter of fact.
Yes.
My name is Henrietta Lathan.
Oh, that's right.
I am not Booby. I was like, and I'm so glad she did that though, because, you know, I'm a jokey, silly, happy-go-lucky. You know, everybody's a love bug to me. I'm love. Hey, love bug. Hey, sugarback, and all this stuff. But she did set it straight, and I'm glad she did. So, with that being the case, I'm good for hyphenating somebody's name or giving them a nickname off their name. Like, I'm good for that. But sometimes people will be like, not say nothing to me. And I want you to tell me, just like she was like, straight no chaser, like, don't call me that shit. I ain't no damn Booby. I am not your Booby.
Like, what I am not is your Booby.
Exactly. And I didn't even take offense or nothing. I was just like, duly noted. I'm not going to joke with your ass.
Straighten up. You are not to be joked with.
Fine. Right. So... Sylvia,
I know,
whatever the flavor is for the day, you know, and so I just want to make sure I'm not offensive. Yeah.
Syl always, it was crazy that you called me that, because like I told you before, like no one would call me that. Like that was my dad's nickname for me. So it was like hearing it always had like a, aw. But then it always had like a tinge to it, which was always weird. So I was like, I don't know how to take it, but I like it, but I don't.
Yeah.
But I like it, but I don't. So I'll take Sylvie.
Okay.
I'll take it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate your honesty. That's what I'm saying.
Look, if like, it's one thing.
Yes. Yeah. I really would love. Now, you know, of course, we can't make nobody do shit, but
no.
If we could just say how we feel, that makes a difference for us internally because we matter. And I think that's going to be my thing for forever. Like you matter. Like you are important. And if we can really know that, I can speak up for myself. So I really, really appreciate you, Sylvie.
Thank you for speaking up. Which is why I wanted to do this episode, but we cannot just jump right in and skip over the most important part. Lori, what's been better?
Girl, I'm glad you asked. First thing is first.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody has ever experienced cutting off of some food and eating that bitch. And what I mean by that is, I know I have my hydroponics. And I've been growing my fruit. I mean, not fruit, but my vegetables. I cut off some cilantro and put it in my my food last night.
Welcome to the harvest game. Welcome.
Let me tell you, it felt so good.
It does.
I got just enough. I got what I need. I didn't have to wash that shit off because I see it growing. I didn't have to be concerned about any of the pesticides they put in it because it was none. It was just, and... it was real. Like it was healthy and I ingested it and really took in all the nutrients and I was thankful. It was a beautiful angelic spiritual event. It really was.
It
was awesome. And I even had some kale.
Okay.
You know, and Tori was on the phone with me. I was like, Tori, because I showed her a picture of it because it's growing crazy. It's growing mm-hmm. like crazy, right?
You have and to share this.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'll send it to you because you know how I am about
We're going to talk about it. I know.
So I took a picture and I showed it to her and then I showed it on the plate. But what's hilarious, you know, Tommy wasn't going to eat none.
What? Wait, why?
Because he thought the cilantro wasn't really cilantro because it didn't have that cilantro smell. So once I cut it, you could smell it. And it's when you cut it that you smell it.
Yes.
Right. But see, but guess what? That's because we're not used
no.
to growing our own shit. And so in the store, it's already been cut. Mm-hmm. So you smell it. It comes through. It's not on a damn vine. It's not coming out the ground. It's already in the store. So when I cut it, he was like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remind me to send you the video of us growing our first watermelons and cutting them open and immediately taking them and putting them in the worm bin.
Oh.
We didn't know what real watermelon looked like on the inside.
Okay.
So we grew whole entire watermelon and threw it in the rain in the worm bin because we were like, this can't be real, this can't be good. We were like mortified, like immediately. So remind me to send you the video of us slicing the watermelon open and being like, oh hell no, I'm not eating that.
Oh wow. I got questions. So the other thing that's better is I'm able to extend my microphone because I have another little gadget that was fairly inexpensive, but I'm just really like, yay, I feel like I'm moving on up, you know.
Welcome to the mic stand game.
Yay, it's beautiful, and it's easy to operate and maneuver, so yeah. So that's been better. What's been better with you, lady?
Lots of clarity. Lots of clarity.
Okay. Which,
another reason why I wanted to do this episode and just owning stuff, figuring stuff, spelling stuff out. And in my greenhouse, I thought that my peppers were going to be dormant. I went through this whole process to like save my peppers so that way I wouldn't have to start from the beginning this year. Mm-hmm. Put them in the greenhouse, thought they were going to be dormant. And the greenhouse was like, no, this is a party in here. So they all just started regrowing. So I already picked peppers yesterday.
Okay.
Not supposed to be picking peppers yet. So I was very excited.
Was pretty like a fast grow then.
Yeah. I dug them up, put them to sleep like late October, early November. Mm-hmm. And I would say about 5-6 weeks after they had already started like, okay, we're getting new leaves, we're growing.
Nice.
And in the last like 2 weeks, it's been like flowers, 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 peppers, peppers, peppers. And so yesterday, I think I picked 6 peppers, different kinds.
Okay, different I was going to ask you what kind. Yeah.
So a couple of pepperoncinis, a couple cayennes, a jalapeno, and a little itty bitty, it looked like a little heart, purple bell pepper.
Nice.
So
I love that.
Yep.
Just life, you know, life is just coming into the world. That's beautiful.
It feels good to be in there and see things already coming, and I'm gearing up. I think I'm going to build one more bed, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then that would be number what?
5.
Nice.
5 raised beds. I think I am. I'm not for sure yet because I need something for the peas.
Oh,
that is very long, and everything I have is very like narrow.
Oh,
so
okay.
If I just build it, it'll be the right size.
Nice,
because we need that many peas.
Okay, what kind of peas? All kind of peas, like
English peas, mostly English peas. That's what I grew before, and that's what we typically buy. Just regular, snap them off, take them out of the pod, type of peas. So
That's another thing
to not go to the grocery store for.
Girl, let me tell you.
So
to be able to cut you up some food or pick you some food, It is nothing like it.
I've been trying to tell everybody, going outside, or in your case, going to your kitchen as your grocery store,
mm-hmm.
and not having to get in the car, put your mask on, make a list, walk, I don't have to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Go outside, put my gloves on, get my bowl, get my scissors, snip, 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 mm-hmm. rinse everything off.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Just, and I know what it's in it.
Thank you. That's the part.
I know
like
exactly what's in it.
Nature is in that. Like, yeah. It's all natural. It's all healthy. It's alive. That's another mm-hmm. thing. It's alive and it goes right into your system. So yep. you can imagine what it wakes up in your system, because yes. we're so used to eating preservatives of stuff, you know.
Right.
What is this?
Everything that's processed.
And, that, yeah. Yes. It's like, this ain't processed. This is real. The real no. deal. I love it.
Seeing what colors things really are, or like I didn't know bell peppers came in purple.
Oh, wow.
When you cook them, they change back to being green. I didn't know that.
What?
Like, again, thank you, TikTok gardeners.
yeah.
No yeah. idea.
And you know, it really invites me to eat more simplistic, right? Mm-hmm. So less is better.
Yep.
You don't need a whole lot to really be healthy. Like, mm-hmm. you just don't need a whole lot. And then I don't have to fight this weight thing, because weight has been an issue all of my life. And it's mm-hmm. funny how Tommy and I, we go back and forth about eating different things. I'm like, I ain't new to this. Like,
right.
I've been working, like, carbs has been an issue ever since I realized that I want to stay a certain size.
Mm.
I can get out of pocket with certain things. I got to mm-hmm. still maintain. And while people can eat all of the things, pizza and hamburgers and all this bread, I can't do that. Cereal and shit. Like, I had to say goodbye to that a long time ago. And if yeah. I do have it, it's every now and then. So
okay.
So eating vegetables is my jam, because I can eat as much as I want and I ain't gaining an extra pound.
Has this sparked any kind of like, okay, maybe I'll expand to outside, or are you still
no, I ain't do that. It ain't do that.
She said, look here.
No.
Don't be asking
not yet,
too much.
Right. Yeah, not yet. Let me move to San Diego first, right? Let me get to a warmer climate and less on my plate.
Oh, okay.
Georgia's fickle's a pickle. Like, and I'm glad you said that shit. So it got warm yesterday, and the day yes. before it was warm. Today I go outside and I feel a chill. I was instantly mad, Sylvia. Mm-hmm. I was pissed. Because we're supposed to be going walking today. And I'm
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. I'm ready for the cold, because, you know, we put on layers, but I wasn't ready. It was warm for the past couple of days and it's cold. I was like,
it may or may not get down to like the 20s again next week. Like,
see, that's that bullshit.
And I'm paying attention a lot now, because if anybody follows my TikTok or my Instagram, like, I have been on this Farmer's Almanac hardcore this year.
Right.
And I'm following like the frost schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even starting things until it's like on there. Like, this date is the good day to start these things. Mm-hmm. So knowing that next week is like, it might be bad. Don't mm-hmm. be putting that out there. Don't do this.
Right.
You know, that kind
of, right. Mm-mm.
So I know Georgia yeah. is like, maybe today, maybe not. Maybe I'll Thank snow. Maybe I'll be a tornado.
Georgia's a trip. I love you, Georgia, but I'm about to leave your ass. Let me just yeah. let you know.
It's wild. Mm-hmm. Very wild.
Yeah. So
let's start this. So if we're listening to the episodes in order, you know that last week I was having a crying fallout mess. And I couldn't quite put words to how I was feeling until later.
Right.
So what I was feeling like was like I was in a sad circle.
Right.
I was sad and I couldn't figure out why I was sad, and I was getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't want to do anything because I was frustrated.
Right.
Which made me feel guilty because I wasn't doing anything, which then I felt sad. So I was just going in this circle, and I was like, I have to get the fuck out of this circle.
Right.
And I have to figure out why I'm in the circle. Mm-hmm. And as I started processing, talking, and going back and forth and having conversations with you and having conversations with Drew and just having conversations with everybody in my circle, I felt unsupported.
Right.
I felt unseen. I felt mm-hmm. unheard, and I was frustrated by it.
Right.
But I wasn't owning my part in it, and I wasn't also explaining what I needed.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. Keep it going, girl.
And so once I was able to like put into words with everyone, like, this is exactly what the fuck I am feeling. It was strange to me because I was seeing everybody's like, oh.
Yeah. How did you do that though? How did you get to that place to put it into words?
It was a moment of like, what is missing? Okay, what exactly is missing? But okay. It was also realizing, and it was very, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be very clear about this. It was very crazy because I was having the conversation with Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, like, I have to leave. I have to, like, lose myself. Because everybody else in my circle speaks this language. This right. introverted, non-social media-based, non-outward, non, you know, all these things. Everybody else talks like this. And this is mm-hmm. what everybody else does.
Right.
And everybody else doesn't really care about, like, posting or
right, right.
growing an audience or any of these things. And I was taking that as no one cares about this show. And
right.
I care about the show.
Right.
And part of having to care about this show was like, I have to deal in social media.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to. This is how right. things are marketed now. This is how mm-hmm. things are promoted now. I have to interact with other people.
Right.
Because I feel like this show is needed.
It is. It is.
So I was like, but it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm the common denominator.
Right.
So I have to change. I have right. to either lose myself. I have to change how I think. I have to do all these things. I can't be me and it still work.
Right.
But then I started thinking more and more about going where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated.
Right.
And having to figure out, well, I love all these people. All these people say they love me back.
Right.
How do I explain to them how I need to be loved, how I feel? And so once I was able to like go, okay, tell Lori exactly what you need from her.
Right.
Tell Drew exactly what you need from him. And then just see if they can at least meet you halfway.
Right.
Can so you then, bare minimum do the thing?
Right. Who said that to you? Was that the higher level?
It was an internal, yeah. That yes. was, it was all and, in
right.
here.
The reason why I'm saying that is because we all have that mechanism. It was your gut. Your gut spoke to you. Your intuition, because your intuition is your gut. Your gut is God. Like, I don't care how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, the ancestors, the source, the universe, like whatever you want to call it, we are created by an omniscient, omnipresent, there's another one, being.
Mm-hmm.
And that being speaks to us
yeah.
in unctions, through people, right? Through your own audible voice, like
whispers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's trying to reach you to tell you something to be better.
Yeah.
And so that love that came that said, hey, Sylvia, I love you so much. Ask Lori for what you want. Ask Drew for what you want. You matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like you ultimately are important. Speak it from your soul, knowing, have that inner knowing that you matter.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you listened because guess what? When that comes to us, it's like we're not necessarily listening, or we get so in that tangent of we don't matter. That keeps playing
yes.
in the background. Every time the Holy Spirit or every time the source keeps coming to you to prompt you, you're not paying attention because you're on some other shit. And
yes,
we miss out.
And so when I was able to finally like put it to words and show examples, and this didn't take like, it wasn't like a 5 minute thing, y'all. This took days. Actually, it took weeks because I realized that it was like triggered piece by piece as the days were going on, like more and more was adding to it. Mm-hmm. So having conversation with you was quite interesting because and you can share your part in it, but having the conversation with you and feeling like, okay, I think she finally hears me was wild, because tell everybody what happened after we had that conversation.
Right. So after we had this conversation, like a light bulb, well, it was during the conversation.
Okay.
And what's interesting is it wasn't just me. It was also my gut. It was also my intuition tapping into yours saying she's saying something right now. And because Sylvia and I know a lot of people who are listening, y'all don't really know Sylvia. And Sylvia and I are really good friends. We've become really good friends. But, you know, when you are getting to know a friend, you don't really know them. And so this is what I understand about Sylvia. She's a sweetheart and she will suffer before she lets somebody else suffer.
Yes.
And so she will internalize a thing and become the martyr of it. And you won't ever be.
None the wiser.
Yes.
None.
And so intuition picked up, because for me, you got to spell that shit right on out. You got to tell me, hey, Laura, sit your ass on the floor. Oh, okay. You can't beat around the bush with me. And so yeah, there was a little bit of beating around the bush that was happening.
Yeah.
I picked up on it. But again, my gut picked up on it. And so when my gut picked up on it, it was like, oh, she trying to say some shit. Okay, listen right now, listen. And so that's when I started to ask you what, like, I was getting that feedback from what you were saying. And then I was saying to you, and then you said a little bit more, and then you said a little bit more. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
girl, you need to get off your ass and do some shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't offended. That's very thankful, because I appreciate when someone lets me know how they feel, because what I understand is, one, I care, and I know that I'm not the only one that matters in this world. Right. And right in that moment, I said, I care about Sylvia. I love her, and I love what we're doing. I want to be of support as much as I can, and I'm learning how to ask questions. So if I don't, then I'm going to ask questions. And I can also do my part. So when you said what you told me, hey, I need you to do more. And this is, again, I'm not just saying this about what happened with me and Sylvia. I'm saying to everybody, when someone is beating around the bush, it's not that. So beating around the bush is almost like a little negative connotation.
It is a little.
They don't really know what to say sometimes. And so I'm saying, when that happens, intuitively allow yourself to try to read between the lines and ask questions, and, you know, one, follow up with them, but also, if you know, don't act like you don't know. Listen,
Lori, I think that might be the worst part of all of it. Is it's not like I didn't say something, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, It was a shock, but then it was also of like, it was said, but it wasn't necessarily translated. That was the part. It was said, but it wasn't said in a way that anybody could understand, or it wasn't explicit, or it wasn't translated into their language, like, or they needed pictures. You know how some people are just like, I don't get what the hell you talk about. But if you show them, they're like, oh my God.
That's me. I already know. Yeah. And so sometimes, and I will tell you, as far as our situation went, I heard you, but I didn't really understand. And then my understanding other things started getting in the way of that understanding. So I didn't get back around to you to really check in. And then mm-hmm. part of me, I'm on this kick of, if somebody wants something, they're going to tell me. Right. And so, right. And so then, like, I don't want to assume anything. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we, and again, this is for all of us. Yes, we are not necessarily trying to assume, but if there's something that's inferred, we can also ask more questions to get clarification. And I think that would help in many relationships, especially close relationships like husband and wife type of shit, or mother-daughter, father-daughter, father-son, mother-son type of situation. Siblings. Mm-hmm. Siblings. Y'all, come on. Let's be more understanding of each other. Let's ask more questions. Let's try to clarify things and not leave stuff ambiguous. Let's get together and build relationships. And that's one way to do it.
Right. So tell everybody what happened after.
Okay.
After we had a conversation.
Right. So I started writing because for me, when something comes in my mind, a lot of times it helps me to write it out so I can get more clarification. So it's almost like a manifesto to myself to say, boom, let's get on board. Because as Sylvia shared with me her vision for this podcast, it tapped into my vision for this podcast and it really ignited it to set it up into a whole nother level. And so I just started writing, and it was almost like an apology to Sylvia to say, hey, I'm so sorry for not being awake right in mm-hmm. that moment when you were awake. Now I am awake. And let's do this shit. And I sent it to her.
That was the part.
It was kind of late. It was like, what, about almost 11 o'clock when I sent it to you?
Yeah, it was late. But it was like stunning because I was like, so you're just going to show me your journal entry? Like,
mm-hmm. I sure did. Right. So, and I wanted you to get it because I'm serious. Mm-hmm. And so this is biblical, y'all, for people who don't have necessarily a Bible. You can look it up now. You can Google the Bible now. Where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. And I am is the absolute I am, the mm-hmm. I am of all creation. And so when two or three are connected on a thing, boom, the I am shows up and that thing is powerful. So what we know, this shit is going to take the fuck off.
Got to. It has to, because I just feel like this is a thing. This is mm-hmm. a thing. People need these connections. It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
But it is for someone.
Yeah.
I know now for sure, because the more I connect with people mm-hmm. through social media, the more I see other people mm-hmm. spelling these same exact feelings out.
Yes.
So
yes.
I know that this exists. Yes. I know that there's a void somewhere. I know someone needs guidance to finding their own peace.
Right. Right.
And I know that there are many different ways to do it. Mm-hmm. And if this way mm-hmm. can add to it, let it add to it. Let it be a gift to you. So it was extremely powerful, and it was extremely even more eye-opening to myself of like, oh, so I just wasn't explaining this in a way that each person could hear it. Because even Drew was like, oh.
Right.
Okay. You know, because I was just like, I was, the conversation went completely different with him than it did mm-hmm. with me and you.
Okay.
So, it was a lot of crying on my end, of course. Not his own. But because I was just so frustrated, I was like, how does everyone, you know, I had made the joke before and then it was like serious at that point. It was like, I didn't want this to turn out to be like I was some mixtape rapper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you got all these skills, but all you got is mixtapes.
Mm,
no one's really buying into it.
Yeah. But so, this is the thing. With the buy-in, what I'm mm-hmm. understanding is, that's why I'm saying when two or three are gathered, right? When you spoke about it early on, Mm-hmm. I heard it, but I wasn't buying in. Mm-hmm. You had already bought in.
Yeah.
And so because you bought in, it's like, am I only one out here buying in?
And that's how it felt.
Right. And that's, but see, discouragement is always, all the lower vibrations are always invite. It's like a constant invitation to the party, right?
Yes.
And so the invitation is be discouraged, honey. Go ahead and be discouraged. Mm-hmm. Go on ahead and think you're by yourself.
And the more I didn't feel like anybody was bought in, the more I was like, why do we keep doing this? Mm-hmm. But things would keep happening and mm-hmm. people would keep coming and, you know, there would be good comments and positivity and things like mm-hmm. that. So I was like, okay, maybe somebody will hear me this week, you know, and yeah. each week would go by and I was like, okay, this is not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you the tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was episode 2. Whatever episode you were like, none of this happens without Sylvia and I just get on here and talk.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the day when I was like, okay. Like it was just, everything kind of pivoted in that moment of like.
Did it pivot up or down?
Oh, no. It pivoted down.
Oh, okay.
It pivoted down.
Okay.
Because I was like, what was your thought in that moment? I need you to do more than just talk.
Ah, see, I
needed more than that. So it was like,
right.
And see, she's still not here.
Right. When you don't know what you don't know.
No.
You just, and so I'm going to say this. We can't get weary in well-doing because you were still doing well. You were still doing the things. We can't mm-hmm. get weary. We can't give up is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like we can't stop. Even if somebody's asleep and I'm going to say I was asleep at the wheel. I can admit that I was asleep at the wheel and I've learned from that space to get on board, to be more than a mouthpiece, right?
Mm-hmm.
And initially I thought that's what all I needed to do. I didn't mm-hmm. realize, and so this is the other thing, we can't read minds, right?
No.
We have to, all of us, we have to speak up. We have to tell our loved ones what we need, what we desire. Because if we're waiting for them to do it just because of osmosis, that mm-hmm. ain't going to work. And so, yeah. And we also, on the other end, if we're not speaking up, we can't get weary in the things that we're doing because in due season, we're going to reap just like you're planting, which I love these analogies, how we talk about what's been better in our gardening and things like that, because we have to plant the seed. We mm-hmm. just have to keep planting the seed. And so thank you so much, Sylvia, for still, even though things I had said didn't go over well with you, you didn't say, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Well, because what you just said is like, I'll suffer in silence first.
Mm-hmm.
No one will ever know until it begins to show, until mm-hmm. the cracks begin mm-hmm. to show. Because I allow those cracks to show.
Right, right.
Because clearly I let a whole entire season mm-hmm. of this show go by.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Of doing a fucking lot under the umbrella too. Of, I just do the most. It's fine. I just mm-hmm. do the most. I just do.
I thought you liked doing the most. I was just like, okay, let me get out the way. And that's the thing.
Yeah, it's like, yes, I enjoy doing the most. But at some point the most is heavy as fuck and you need another person to carry right. part of the load to do something, you know. So it was mm-hmm. just like
right.
I think
right.
I was constantly saying I just need everyone to do the bare minimum.
And nobody
but I wasn't planning explaining
what the bare, what
the bare minimum.
Right. So. And then also with, you know, we know about wrestling.
Yes.
Out. Like,
tap the fuck out.
I'm done. Right. Yeah. Tap the shit out. Like, say it. Hey, Lori, can you do? And
but
for
I was
me, and I'm
terrified.
Yeah.
I was terrified. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was terrified.
No, it's fine. I hear you. And so I love the fact that one, we can communicate with each other, which I think mm-hmm. is paramount in every relationship.
Yes.
Talk and share how you feel because your feelings matter. Mm-hmm. And the other person, as they're sharing their feeling, don't be like, well, you did so-and-so. Uh-uh, that ain't even the time. That's not the time. We listen to how someone feels, acknowledge them, Yeah. You know, and even if you don't even agree, imagine that it happened to you and speak about how you can really get it. Like
that,
you know, I can see how that's the truth. I can see how, like, identify with that. Identify with it for a second, because then that lets the other person know that they matter.
Yes.
Like, I know I matter, but I need to know also on your end that you think I matter too.
It's the whole thing about it being like, well, it's self-esteem. Yes, it is. However, I do not want to have all the self-esteem in the world, have all the confidence in the world, self whatever in the world, and walk down a path of 40 episodes in one direction and everybody just look at me, just glassed over eyes, not saying anything. Not saying this is good, not saying this is bad, not saying this is trash, nothing. Nothing is being said.
Right.
Like it has been a very upsetting time in my life to be doing something that I feel is great and to have people in my life, their phone number is in my phone. I have had dinner with you at my house. You have thousands of people on your timeline.
Wow.
And you never think that just hitting a free button that is the share button would be helpful.
Right. And I'm going to speak to that, though. And I'm so glad you said that, Sylvia, because this is the thing. When you talk about somebody in your phone, that means you have like a very close relationship with them. And so then we self-identify. And so it's to say, well, I really haven't done anything noteworthy. So I'm not going to promote myself. So I'm not going to promote this person either. And it's not personal. It's just like, who gonna listen? Who gonna, you know, it's that. And people outside of us that really don't know us take off and run. You don't know how many people have taken this conversation that we're having, these episodes, and shared it with someone else. And that's why I'm saying we can't get weary, because if somebody next to us doesn't see us, that's okay.
Yeah.
We have to really, that's when that, like you said, it is self-esteem. Like when that intuition says you're worthy, keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop just because you see all these other people not doing. Even when we say to people week after week, hey, if you got questions, hit us up, blah, blah, blah. Or if you want to be on the show, like we say this. And so we're saying it now and we're getting crickets, but this is not forever. And we have to act as though what we desire has already come to pass.
And be grateful in it. So thank you to the higher power for granting us again another week with this voice to be able to share it with others, and that it will go as far and as wide as it will go.
Right.
And that we all of this will continue to be possible. Yes.
Right. Because this is the other thing that came true for me when Sylvia really spoke and I heard it. I'm always thinking, and we're always talking about, imagine a world that you want to live in. And so as I imagine a world I want to live in, we get to speak about this every week. That's me imagining the world I want to live in. I am tapping into my community. Sylvia is tapping into her community. We're speaking to people to encourage you, to enlighten you, to say we're in solidarity with you. We cry with you. We laugh with you. We do all these things to say, hey, man, we're in this space together. We're growing. We're learning. We're better. Every day we're getting better. Yeah. So that's the whole impetus of what we do. So,
you know, and I think, yes, deep breath. I think another triggering moment was I was in all of this at the same time. You know, I read so much and I love autobiographies, and I love autobiographies audio versions, especially if they're read by the author,
the person.
So we had read Will Smith's book together, and that was a little bit, like, back then that was a little triggering, and Trevor Noah's book, which was a little triggering, and then I read Viola Davis's book and I was like
blown away.
Oh boy. And then So that was all last season. So I was just, it was like little piece right. each time.
Right.
And then it came to this season and I started reading Prince Harry's book.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about owning your shit.
Right. Right.
I mean, seeing a person really bear their soul like that.
Right.
While also in tandem calling other people to the carpet of like, you're fucking up. We have to do better. I have to do better because these people are being harmed and I'm being harmed. It was a little bit awakening also of like, mm-hmm. no, I need to speak up.
Right. Right.
Because that book was just, I don't want to ruin it because I know you haven't read it yet. It's on your list of books to read though, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Yes. It, even his talking about alcohol and drugs mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. going to therapy for the first time and trying to figure all those things out and just owning who he was
mm-hmm.
and who he wants to be.
Right. Right.
It was interesting paradox also because it's like, you're a fucking prince.
Right.
You have everything. Right. You're perfectly right. fine. You're mm-hmm. a white man. You have all mm-hmm. these things. You're perfectly mm-hmm. fine. But seeing that he was just human.
Right.
That we all go through this craziness.
Right.
That we all are suffering in silence.
Yep.
That we all choose whatever path, but we also have a choice to get off that path.
Exactly.
If it's not serving us.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's... It was kind of that. So all this January wasn't as tumultuous as January 2023 was not as tumultuous as January 2022, but it was still growing pains of mm-hmm. this transitioning into the person I want to be versus who I'm known as.
Right. Right.
Which is totally different.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. It is. It's yeah. so different.
So this is
good.
So different.
This is so good. This is so enlightening. This has been an enlightening episode for me as I think about this. And I'm mm-hmm. definitely going to, hopefully within this week, because today is the 10th, because every 10th of the month, Audible gives me a credit.
So, okay. When you read that book, I'm telling you.
Right. It's on. It's on and popping. And I'm going to challenge everyone to step outside their comfort zone. And just like Sylvia was saying, there's a person you desire to be, and it's a fight, you know, with the person that you are. Let's lean into the person we want to be, you yeah. know, that we really see ourselves being. Let's lean into that and let's do the things that has that person show up.
Yeah. And let me be very clear when I say this. If you believe in this show, if you believe in what we are doing, but this might not be something that you tune into every day or every week, share it with someone.
Yeah.
Even if you don't think that they need it, you just think, oh, this is a funny thing that they said, or this is an interesting thing that they said, share it. Share it however you can share it. Share an episode, share our pages, do something to let us know that we're not walking down a path lonely or in exactly. the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this. I thank you. I thank you yeah. for that. I thank you for sharing because that's giving, right? You're paying it forward. You are going to be blessed. Trust me yeah. when I tell you.
Yes. We appreciate you. All right. Thanks for
Peace.
Listening. Thanks for watching.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.